presents The New Countess by Faye Weldon. Read by Catherine Kelgren. Part 1. A Visit to Stonehenge. Midsummer's Day, 22nd June, 1905.
Right on time, said Antony.
One should hope so, said his sister. They took it as a good omen, though no more than they deserved. At 10 to 5, the rising sun's first rays caught the Friar's Heel monolith just as they were meant to. The famous stone glowed like a beacon, while all around was still undefined and misty grey. Then all of a sudden there was glorious light. You could see everything bright and clear, and the longest day of the year was upon them. Then it was time to take the train back to an overcast London. They'd travelled down the night before, snatched a few hours' sleep at the Rose and Crown in Salisbury, travelled the 9 miles by cab to Stonehenge, and each paid a shilling's entry. Antony was not particularly superstitious, but he was now editor of the Modern Idler, a literary magazine, and needed to keep up with contemporary trends. He had observed an increasing preoccupation with all things occult and semi-occult in both readers and writers. Golden dawns, the sacred fires of the Druids.